The 1978 film My Brilliant Career instantly established Australian director Gillian Armstrong on the world movie scene. She hasn't had any hits since, but films like Mrs. Sofal in 1984 and High Tide in 1987 have kept her reputation strong. Armstrong's new movie is an adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's most famous book, which has already been filmed 3 times. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews the latest version of Little Women.
The world doesn't really need a new version of Little Women. It hasn't needed one, in fact, since the first version, which was directed very beautifully by George Cukor in 1933. If you remember how beguiling Katharine Hepburn was in that movie as Jo, the spirited sister who wants to be a novelist, you may wince when you hear that the new version features Winona Ryder in the role. And wince you should. Ryder has always been more a Generation X icon than an actress. And the older she gets, the more forced and obvious her frantic imitations of sadness, wonder, and gaiety seem. The fact that she leaves this Little Women almost unharmed is a measure of just how lovely it is. Gillian Armstrong has made this movie with an enormous amount of delicacy, tenderness, and grace. The setting is Concord, Massachusetts, near the end of the Civil War, and the family on display is the Marches, poor but lively and well-bred girls who are being reared with all the best liberal values by their mother. She's played with a little too much stalwart virtue by Susan Sarandon. Most of the other performances, though, are just fine, and Winona Ryder's excesses are easily counterbalanced by the work of Christian Bale, who's lively and sensitive as the rich neighbor boy Theodore Lawrence, better known as Laurie. In this scene, Ryder, as Joe, bumps into him at a stuffy Christmas party and takes the opportunity to get to know him better.
Is it true that you lived in Italy among artists and vagrants?
My mother was Italian, a pianist. Grandfather disapproved of her.
Truly? I saw a play like that once. Do you like the theater?
Oh, yes.
Were you born there?
Where? In... Italy.
Do you speak French or Italian?
English at home. Francais à l'école, the music conservatory in Vevey. But grandfather's having me tutored now. He insists I go to college.
Oh, I'd commit murder to go to college. Actually, if I weren't going to be a writer, I'd go to New York and pursue the stage. Are you shocked?
Very.
Maybe the best thing about the movie is its sense of balance. There's sentiment here, but no sentimentality. There's a feminist undercurrent, but except for a few of Sarandon's speeches, it remains an undercurrent. And the storybook settings of New England and Victorian New York are enchanting without being too showy. The movie is an idealized portrait of what a family ought to be, and yet it never feels didactic or condescending, and most of the time the ensemble acting seems genuinely heartfelt. The big surprise in the cast is the one actor who doesn't come from the movies, Claire Danes, the star of the mopey TV series My So-Called Life. She plays the sickly middle sister, Beth. It's always been a thankless role. Beth is the character who ails and dies and is always good, like Melanie in Gone with the Wind. She seems born to be boring, but not in Danes' performance. A great many actresses can suffer and cry at will on the screen, but Danes adds startling layers of expectation, hope, and gratitude. In some scenes, you can see that the other actors around her are being torn to pieces by her performance. Even Ryder begins to look as though she's really feeling something. If you're anything like me, by the time we get this close to Christmas, any movie that offers peace on earth and warm family sentiments is a must to avoid. Little Women, though, is good enough to muffle your inner Scrooge, at least for a couple of hours.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.